once one of the biggest states in the Union, and throughout the 20th century it was a wellspring of musical vitality, producing artists such as Ornette Coleman, Scott Joplin, Hot Lips Page, and Jimmy Giuffre. It's It Came From Texas, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. Thank you. Texan-born guitarist Charlie Christian with Benny Goodman's sextet doing Breakfast Feud, recorded in 1941. The players including Goodman on clarinet, Cootie Williams on trumpet, Georgie Ald on tenor sax, Count Basie on piano, Artie Bernstein on bass, and Joe Jones on drums from The Genius of the Electric Guitar. Before that, trumpeter Harry James, who grew up in Texas, performing Texas Chatter in 1938, accompanied by Buck Clayton on trumpet, Vernon Brown on trombone, Texan Herschel Evans on tenor sax, Earl Warren on alto sax, Jess Stacy on piano, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. We're playing jazz and blues that came from Texas on this edition of Nightlights. Texas, which officially joined the Union as a state in 1845, has a musical history to match its reputation for size and greatness. It would be impossible to play or even mention all of the superlative artists who've come from the state, and the number of tenor saxophonists alone will give birth to a future Nightlights show called Tough Texas Tenors. We'll play a couple of them on this program as we attempt to sample a wide range of styles that emerged from the Lone Star State. We'll begin with a key figure in jazz history, ragtime pianist and composer Scott Joplin, just one of many musicians discussed in Dave Oliphant's book Texan Jazz. Joplin was born in Bowie City, Texas in 1868. Although he helped popularize ragtime as the music of his day, his ambitions ranged beyond the simple song form, leading him to compose two ragtime operas and a ballet. He died in 1917 just as ragtime was giving way to jazz. Maple Leaf Rag was one of his most commercially successful compositions, and in the early era of jazz, it would be recorded by artists such as Jelly Roll Morton and the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Here's a 1916 piano roll version done by Joplin himself, Maple Leaf Rag on Nightlights.
Thank you. It's too late, too late, mother. I done finished my run. This is the way all good women are done when they got the dirty TV. From gin mill to gin mill to honky tonk. Now it's too late, just look what I've done, done. Now I've got the dirty TV.
Texas-born trombonist and vocalist Jack Teagarden performing W.C. Handy's Beale Street Blues in 1930 from a Mosaic Records collection of 1920s and 30s recordings by Teagarden, Frankie Trombauer, and Bix Beiderbecke. Before that, Houston-born blues singer Victoria Spivey doing Dirty TB Blues, a song alluding to the scourge of tuberculosis in her home city. Spivey backed by the Henry Allen Band, that selection coming from the Yazoo collection I Can't Be Satisfied, Volume 2. And we started off with ragtime great Scott Joplin, his own piano roll version of his composition Maple Leaf Rag from the Biograph collection The Greatest Ragtime of the Century. The southwestern blues sound of the early 20th century was ultimately reflected in one of America's most popular and long-running big bands, the Count Basie Orchestra, which grew out of a Texas-Oklahoma group led by pianist Benny Moten. Some of the key members of Moten's band, such as guitarist and arranger Eddie Durham and trumpeter Hot Lips Page, both Texans, eventually joined Basie's ensemble. Eddie Durham, who often gets lost behind the historical shadow of fellow Texan guitarist Charlie Christian, played an important role in shaping the sound of what came to be known as Kansas City Jazz, a school with a definite Texan twist. We'll hear the Basie Band in 1937 now performing Durham's Time Out on Nightlights.
Any little thing for you. I could take a trip to Mars. I could even count the stars. I could do most any little thing for you. I'd gladly give a fortune just to hear you smile. See, say you love me every once in a little while. In my heart there's ecstasy. Long as you have faith in me, I could do most than a little thing for you.
Texan trumpeter and vocalist Hot Lips Page and Texan alto saxophonist Buster Smith, who would be a strong influence on the young Charlie Parker, heard on clarinet here performing I Would Do Anything for You from the CD Hot Lips Page and His Band 1938 through 1940. Before that, the Count Basie Band in 1938, a unit that included Texans such as tenor saxophonist Herschel Evans and guitarist Eddie Durham doing Durham's Time Out from Count Basie, the Complete Decca recordings. In addition to the Kansas City sound, another 20th century jazz and blues style with a Texan connection is Boogie Woogie. Its highly percussive, fast rolling bass and 8 bars to the beat form was popularized in part by the compositions of Texan brothers George W. and Herschel Thomas. We're going to hear a late 1940s hit by a pianist and singer from Houston who recorded numerous songs based on Boogie Woogie, and we'll follow that with a song from another Texan singer and pianist who helped create the club blues style and who symbolized the immigration of African Americans from Texas to California, Charles Brown. First, Amos Milburn and Down the Road a Piece on Nightlights.
Hey, boy, where you going? I saw you going down the street the other night. I wasn't going away. I hadn't been where I was going. You know, I should have liked to latch on some of that good boogie woogie tonight. You mean some of that fat boogie? That's what I mean. Well, that's what I mean. Well, if you want to hear some boogie, then I know the place. It's just no piano and a knockout bass. The drummer man's got it on 8 feet back. Now, you remember me, dog, and don't make me that slack. Man, it's better than chicken fried and bacon grease. Come on with me, boys, just down the road a piece. Well, I walk on down the road a piece. Keep going, man, I'm right behind you. Thank you.
would they be jail like an old steam drill? Come on with me, boys, throw the lures and lean. It's just down the road, a beast ride.
The blue about Texas, that's where I long to go, down where the folks make exes. It's the best place I know. Cares of the day are behind me. I've got my ticket to ride, and from now on you'll find me with my baby by my side. Whenever I go to Chicago, New York City, oh man, I've been a million places, seen 100 million faces, but I'll take the Rio Grande, oh man, cause I've got a gal in Texas, down by the Alamo, down in the land of complexes. It's the best place I know. I know.
Pianist and singer Charles Brown performing Texas Blues, recorded in 1950, backed by Freddie Simon on tenor sax, Chuck Norris on guitar, Wesley Prince on bass, and Walter Merton on drums, from the complete Aladdin recordings of Charles Brown. Before that, pianist and vocalist Amos Milburn doing Down the Road a Piece, recorded in 1946, from the complete Aladdin recordings of Amos Milburn. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to It Came from Texas on Nightlights. We're playing music that came from Texas on this edition of Nightlights, and in the future we'll be devoting an entire program to Texas tenorphone saxophone players, a subgenre so giant, as befits the Lone Star State, as to require a whole show to itself. One of Texas' most enduring legacies is its contribution to the modern-day jazz education movement. North Texas State Teachers College, based in Denton and now called the University of North Texas, became a jazz hotbed in the late 1940s and 1950s. Some of its students included guitarist Herb Ellis, multi-instrumentalist Jimmy Giuffre, and arranger Gene Roland. And for years, big band leader Stan Kenton sought out graduates of its jazz studies program for his orchestra. We'll hear a 1945 Roland arrangement of the song I've Been Down in Texas with vocals from June Christie and Stan Kenton himself, followed by a Jimmy Giuffre trio performance. The Stan Kenton Big Band Talkin' Texan on Nightlights.
Yeah, I'm booted and spurred.
You mean the cow country leaps?
I've been down in Texas, in the heart of San Antonio. I've been down in Texas, in the heart of San Antonio. Those southern gents with that morning you are, show this chick a knocked out ball. I've been down in Texas, in the heart of San
I disagree with you.
Gene Howard, you look drugged.
Oh, Texas really beat me. I've been down in Texas, in the heart of San Antonio. I've been down in Texas, in the heart of San Antonio. I thought my boots were laced up high, but what I learned, oh my, oh my. I've been down in Texas, in the heart of San Antonio. What you say, Ray Wetzel?
Well, I'm on June's side.
Well, let's hear your story.
I've been down in Texas, in the heart of San Antonio. I've been down in Texas, in the heart of San Antonio. I met a chick who had so much gold, couldn't help satisfy my soul. I've been down in Texas, in the heart of San Antonio.
Now spread out, you characters, out of my way. Let Pappy Kenton have his say. I've been down in Texas, clear down to San Antonio. I've been down in Texas, clear down to San Antonio. We played those towns across the state. Man, that hospitality is really great. I've been down in Texas, clear down to San Antonio. Blow!
Jimmy Giuffre Trio in 1956 performing The Train in the River with Giuffre on clarinet, tenor sax, and baritone sax, Jim Hall on guitar, and Ralph Pina on bass from the Atlantic album The Jimmy Giuffre 3. Before that, the Stan Kenton Big Band in 1945 doing Gene Roland's arrangement of I've Been Down in Texas from the Complete Capitol studio recordings of Stan Kenton 1943 through 1947. In addition to blues, Kansas City jazz, boogie-woogie, and progressive music, throughout the 20th century, Texan musicians also made many important contributions to bebop, hardbop, and the avant-garde. We'll conclude this Lone Star State edition of Nightlights with music from Fort Worth tenor saxophonist Ornette Coleman, certainly one of the most influential artists in American jazz for the past 50 years, and a recording by trumpeter Bobby Bradford and multi-instrumentalist John Carter. Carter, the composer of a five-album musical folklore cycle that takes in the history of black people from Africa to Texas, a cycle that will merit another future Nightlights show. First, Texans pianist Cedar Walton and trumpeter Kenny Dorham performing Walton's Twilight Waltz on Nightlights.
Thank you.
John Carter on clarinet and Bobby Bradford on trumpet performing Sticks and Stones from their 1969 album Seeking, accompanied by bassist Tom Williamson and drummer Bruz Freeman. Before that, tenor saxophonist Ornette Coleman performing his composition Ramblin' from the 1959 Atlantic album Change of the Century. Coleman backed by Don Cherry on pocket trumpet, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And we started off with Texan pianist Cedar Walton performing his composition Twilight Waltz, joined by Texan trumpeter Kenny Dorham, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. From the 1967 prestige album Cedar. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights, and listen for future programs Tough Texas Tenors and John Carter's Roots and Folklore. Those wishing to learn more about jazz from the Lone Star State can read Dave Oliphant's Texan Jazz. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.